This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the conclusion of a message we began on Monday from Ephesians 2 about two words, the word peace and the word hostility. My guess is, if you're like me, you thought of peace as being the end or cessation of strife. That's not how we define it this week. We define it as the end or cessation of separation from another person. Peace with God means the end of separation from God. Some people would define the word hostility as yelling, as anger, as conflict with another person. That's not how we define it biblically. Hostility means you treat the other person in your life like the enemy. Is there anybody in your life that you look at as the enemy? There probably is. Let's conclude this message from Ephesians 2:12 to the end of the chapter today on Cross Hope. God bless you.
What could the Lord use in your life as something to trigger repentance, something to trigger forgiveness, something to trigger sorrow, godly sorrow, something to trigger godly forgiveness in your life? You know what it's called? It's called the cross. It's called taking the communion emblems. If you take communion Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, someday you're going to be reminded that this is about my forgiveness and my need to forgive other people. It's going to sink in. It may be after 10 years, but it will come to you that everything in life from out of Christ is about tearing down walls. Not building walls, but tearing down walls. It's all about tearing down walls in the name of Christ. The cross is like that for you and for me. It's the sign that brings us back to our senses, back to the place of love where reconciliation can take place. We look at the cross and are reminded of what we've lost, the relationship with Christ we have spurned. Feelings of repentance well up. We open ourselves to God and the gracious Father that He is. He restores us to fellowship with Him. Now, this may be the most controversial thing I'm going to say, but it's this. Don't expect the love and forgiveness to be showered down on you or me all the time we're laying bricks in the wall that we're building with other people. You understand that? I can't say, Lord, shower your grace and your mercy on me. Shower your forgiveness. Just pour it on, Lord. I need it. All the while, we're throwing the mud on the brick and bringing another brick and building the wall. God is in the business of taking down walls. The wall that exists between Him and you and me. The wall between the Jew and the Gentile. The wall that are cultural barriers, racial barriers, all kinds of barriers that exist in our country, the United States of America. And the Lord is interested in personal barriers. My guess is most people aren't worried about cultural barriers. They got enough barriers in their family to worry about. Most people aren't worried about the barriers between the Jew and the Gentile, or the Arab and the Christian, or the Arab and the Jew. Most people have enough barriers in their own immediate family or extended family. And that's the truth. That's just real life. Hostility, treating the other person like the enemy. It's not just anger. It's treating the other person like the enemy. Peace means not just a cessation or end to strife. It means an end to the separation. And Christ brings people together. What, because of they're nice people? No, because of what He accomplished on the cross. Let Him work in your life to reconcile you with Him and with someone else. Let's pray together.
Well, my guess is there's someone that needs to hear this message besides you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.